In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Dear faithful, the fifth Sunday of Lent is called Passion Sunday. The term Passion comes from the Latin passio, meaning suffering. From this point on, in Lent, the Church attention shifts more directly to the events leading up to Good Friday, especially the growing conflict between our Lord Jesus and the Jewish authorities with the nearness of his crucifixion. In our Church, the veiling of crosses and sacred images during this time called Passiontide carries a rich and symbolic meaning rooted in both Holy Scripture and tradition of the Catholic Church. Furthermore, the veiling of crosses and sacred images is a sign of mourning and solemnity. Covering crosses and images create a visual sense of loss. The liturgy speaks with symbolisms, and she hides what is the most helpful to reflect the sorrows of Christ approaching his suffering and death. It is an invitation for spiritual mourning as we enter more deeply into the Passion. It's also a reminder of Jesus hiding himself. Today in the Gospel of St. John, it is said that Jesus hid himself and left the temple. The veiling is also fasting for our eyes. Lent involves fasting from food, and the veiling of sacred images is also a fast from sight. The veiling also bring to our meditation the drama of Holy Week. The absence makes the return more meaningful when the cross is unveiled on Good Friday. It becomes a focal point of veneration. When all images are unveiled during the Easter Vigil, it reinforces the joy of the resurrection. Focusing on the mystery of the cross, even crucifixes are veiled. It could look strange because it's time to focus on the cross. We are on Passiontide. But this is very appropriate. It looks surprising, but it's also very meaningful because it emphasizes that the full meaning of the cross is not yet revealed until Jesus' Passion is completed. The unveiling represents the revelation of salvation through his sacrifice on Good Friday. When we think about the Passion of our Lord, we could say, what a waste. Jesus was sent by his Father for a wonderful mission to bring humanity back to the home of the Heavenly Father. Great mission. And it's finally a place of rejection, betrayal, humiliation, abuse, pain, torture, and death. What a waste. It's a complete failure. This is true on the surface. It's a waste. On the surface only. Because the Passion of the Lord has changed everything. It is a deep mystery. And we are invited to enter into it because it's not over. It's fruitful. The salvation of the world is going on today. The world has been saved by Jesus' dwelling in suffering, and from them, his disciples, the apostles, the martyrs, the saints, continue to work for the salvation of the world through suffering. And you too, dear faithful. St. Paul teaches a lot about that. St. Paul teaches that the Lord, dwelling in suffering, has saved the world through obedience, while our first parents, Adam and Eve, did the opposite, and they introduced disobedience in the world with its very tragic consequences of suffering and death. Of course, we don't like pain and suffering. They are not amiable. And St. Paul says the opposite. He says that he rejoices in his sufferings for our sake. What a contrast. St. Paul even says that he makes up in his body what is lacking in the passion of Christ. Certainly, we do not have the same spiritual stature of St. Paul, who was an exceptional soul. But we enter into the story of the Passion when we allow everything we bear, everything we endure, to be united with the Passion of the Lord. It's, first of all, a way of acceptance. In order to grow in spiritual life, acceptance of reality is necessary. It's very simple. This moment and all the circumstances of my life are my way to embrace God's plan and to participate in the salvation of the world with Jesus. To receive every day as a gift from God's hands is the challenge of a life of faith. When we think about that, we understand that we have to surrender. To surrender to God's plan. And we believe that surrendering is like quitting. Surrender to divine providence seems negative. If I have surrendered to God's plan, do I stop any kind of initiative? Do I stop to be myself? Not at all. Surrender is not giving up. Surrender is giving access. The first step of spiritual life is acceptance. The second step is giving access. Yes, Lord, you have access to the reality I face today. It is my participation in the salvation of the world. I want it to be united with your passion. That is what surrender is. It's not quitting. To surrender is not to be like a feather in the wind. It's not to be passive. Truly, it is exactly the opposite. It is taking action. When a soul gives to God access to everything, it's a big action. Whatever your pain, your cross is, big or small, whatever your life is, known or unknown, nothing is lost from the eyes of God. By this means, we save our soul and we help others for their salvation. We have this ability to unite everything we experience to Jesus in his passion. Nothing is lacking in the passion of the Lord, but in his love, Jesus extends to each of us a particle of his cross. We should think about that when we venerate the relic of the Holy Cross after the stations of the cross, at the communion rail. Jesus invites me to be a part of his story. Our sufferings, our failures, are not senseless anymore. Even a hidden life has the power to be fruitful. Pain on its own is just painful. Suffering on its own just hurts. United with the Passion of Christ, our crosses are our way to enter into the story. It is why the Holy Week is so special. You will go to church almost every day. And we should think about that. Jesus wants me to cooperate in his mission. You might now experience a terrible loneliness. Do you connect it with the loneliness of Jesus Christ in his agony? This is the capacity we have in our hands to transform the world. It requires us to take action and to enter the story. It does not imply that everything is suddenly very easy. Rather, it could be very difficult. But it means that it's possible to cooperate in the salvation of the world. Jesus was sent to the world by his Father. Jesus sent his apostles to spread his gospel. And we are sent also to the world for a mission. For that, we have to take our cross and to bring it to the foot of his cross. And the fruit of that is the salvation of the world. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.